At the age of 58, artist Willie Cole is best known for using household objects in his art. As WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports, the exhibit Complex Conversations at WMU's Richmond Center for Visual Arts features his sculptures and wall prints.
Willie Cole's large wall sculpture called With a Heart of Gold is part of the exhibition now on display at Western Michigan University. Don Desmond is the director of exhibitions at the Richmond Center, where the piece is centered on the gallery's far wall.
It's about 6 feet in diameter. It's a mandala shape, so it takes on a very historical shape on the wall. But again, it's made of hundreds of high-heeled shoes. And it also has some very formal elements. You know, we talk about the subject matter a lot with Willie's work, but this is almost an abstract piece where the use of color, the use of gold, just makes this a beautiful thing to look at.
Willie Cole still lives close to where he grew up in Newark, New Jersey. His home doubles as his studio. That's where he was when we spoke by phone.
I actually prefer living in the studio. That way I can walk away from the work for hours at a time and come back the moment the inspiration hits me.
Cole says he first started creating art with used high-heeled shoes in the 1990s, and the shoe continues to appear in his work, in part because it's a readily available material.
In 2005, I became a fellow at the University of Georgia. So I was in a new studio space with no materials, and I decided to continue with shoes because there was a thrift store nearby. And the thrift store began to collect shoes for me. When they had a big amount, I bought all the shoes they had. This probably was 20 or 30,000 pairs of shoes purchased at one time, purchased by the pound.
Another recurring symbol in Cole's work is the steam iron. Desmond says it was Cole's use of iron scorch marks on paper that first attracted him to the artist's work.
The idea of the scorch iron has so many ways to enter it in terms of an image. It has this kind of domestic history. But then the shape of it is really something that Willie put together, that the shape actually is not unlike the shape and pattern of the slave ships that brought hundreds of slaves over. And again, we have in this show probably one of his best pieces, which is called Stowage, which is a piece that looks like a diagram of the slave ship.
Stowage is a huge print measuring about 5 by 7 feet. Not far away in the Richmond Center is another group of steam iron prints called the Virgin Series. The artist says sometimes he lets the material determine how the work will turn out.
The scorch pieces, the ones that are based on the bottom of the iron, actually called the sole print of the iron. I have a large collection of steam irons, mostly from the 50s and 60s, and they each have different steam hole patterns. So rather than dictate what something's going to become, I prefer to respond to what the object communicates to me. So that particular steam iron, once the image was enlarged, I immediately saw the Virgin of Guadalupe in the middle of the steam hole pattern.
Yeah, I see her.
And that's how that came about.
Yeah.
So I decided that I would make them in different colors, but name them after the spiritual attributes of each color based on Tibetan Buddhism.
Artist Willie Cole's exhibition called Complex Conversations is on display through February 15th at WMU. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.